also liked the message that we should embrace our mom guilt because it's a proof that we are not a psychopath.
It is proof that you are not a psychopath. Yeah. So maybe if you have mom guilt that you just want to say to yourself, like, is this something that I really did that I need to repair? Or is this just me feeling like I can't do everything and that makes me feel like I'm inadequate? And just differentiate between those two things.
Welcome to Flusterclux with Lynn Lyons, where we talk about worry and other big feelings in parenting. I'm your co-host, Robin. I'm Lynn's sister-in-law, and I'm here to ask your questions.
And I'm Lynn Lyons. I'm an anxiety expert, speaker, mom, and author, and I've been a therapist for over 30 years. Parenting can be a flusterclux, and I'm here to help you find your way.
So Lynn, we have our retreat in a few more weeks and we chose the theme finding joy, which I'm very excited about. And I'm working on the programs, the schedule and the program are live now so people can see what happens during the weekend. But one of the things that I think is so powerful when I talk with my friends and they share their lives and they share their stresses with me about work and family, I'm really consistent now of talking about the power of silliness, the power of play. And I just imagine, because I've been there myself many times, stressed out mom, stressed out dad, with a really like stressed out face, trying to just do your daily thing with the family and cooking dinner and everything. And then what all the powerful things that happen when you start bringing in silliness and you turn on the music and you start dancing like Elaine from Seinfeld. Everything changes.
Yeah. When you just laugh, right? When you just have a silly conversation, when you, everything changes. Anxiety gets in the way of connection. And I think the reason we really focused on finding joy as opposed to Finding Nemo, which is one of the most anxiety-producing movies that you can imagine. So yeah. we don't love
all Pixar. We just like Inside Out.
But Finding Joy is, you know, we sort of take for granted almost that everybody knows how to do that and that you don't have to consciously pay attention to it. So I think that part of us getting together and putting this retreat together in a place where we can have a lot of play and a lot of silliness. I'm really going to talk about that in the second workshop, actually, because for somebody who tends to be a fairly silly person, I sometimes can forget that that's not easy for everybody, particularly in the state of the world right now.
I have to say, silliness, I've been thinking a lot about this. I was invited, because I'm a travel advisor, I was invited on this opportunity of a trip that involved a ton of play. And I thought to myself, oh, which friend, because I could bring a friend, and I was thinking, like, which friend is like really going to dive into the play aspect of this? I love my friends, but I actually think silliness is something that we let die in us, you know? You and I spend so much time together and you're so silly and playful that then I was like looking at my friends outside my family. And then I was just like, man, we're an earnest group of people now. You know, I think that the whole concept of being an adult is really serious and there's not a lot of room for play.
Like sometimes you think like parenthood is where silliness goes to die, right? I think about silliness. I'll just give you an example of silliness. We went up to my mom's house for some weekend and my sister was there. And there was a comment made about how we wear the color orange. Like two of us were wearing the color orange. And so we were like, well, we like the color orange. We went home and that night we were going back up to the lake the next day. Our entire family dressed entirely in orange. It's amazing how much orange we had. And then we arrived at my mom's house, the four of us, my kids were little, and we were entirely dressed in orange and we said not a word. We just showed up and everything on us was orange. We had on hunting vests. We had on, it was the best. And I mean, it was funny when we got there, but I'll tell you, it was so much fun at home getting all our orange clothes on and running around and finding the orange t-shirt. It was just a little tiny bit of silliness and play that created this really fun, silly memory. We'll be right back after this short break.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids, and one of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that.
I actually was just talking to a family that I work with, and they started using the Greenlight card for their middle schooler. It is fabulous. They are finding it so convenient, and it's such a great way to have conversations about saving and spending and earning. It really increases financial literacy and independence, and you know, I'm all about independence.
You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, they can manage their chores, and you can automate allowance.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices.
So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/fluster.
That's greenlight.com/fluster to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/fluster. Okay, file this under the category of what will they think of next? Songfinch is this incredible service that allows you to create original radio quality songs that are inspired by your own life and the people you love. Maybe you're planning a proposal. Maybe you want to create a song for somebody for your anniversary. Maybe it's for Mother's Day. Maybe it's for Father's Day. You give some personal information and then a very talented musical artist creates a song just for you. And what a thoughtful gift. I mean, for those people that have everything, this is going to delight them and surprise them. Maybe there's a graduation coming up, Mother's Day, Father's Day. So start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. So for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. So go to songfinch.com/fluster and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, it's songfinch.com/fluster. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/fluster. Okay, so now back to the show.
So I want to share, because this podcast is airing after the fact and won't blow a huge surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, I didn't come from a silly family, and yeah, I've married into your family, which is obviously mm-hmm. like, and you know, you're very much the ringleader of the shenanigans.
I love that. I love that title. I'll take it. I'm the shenanigan ringleader.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I still mm-hmm. like ringleader of shenanigans.
Yeah. Ringleader right? of shenanigans.
Or ringleader yeah. of shenanigans. Yeah. To celebrate a big milestone birthday, mm-hmm. our whole family, and this was your idea with mm-hmm. maybe some of your boys, we all created satirical QVC style videos. Mm-hmm. of products that your mom has kind of like pushed on us over the years. So yeah. it's like a whole QVC special with all of us creating these television skits in honor of her. And it's yeah. like, it's a roast of her like enthusiasm for certain things.
Yeah.
So we all go all in. Like mm-hmm. you haven't even seen my video yet.
I know, I haven't watched yours.
We're insanely silly. And so as yeah. I'm doing this and I'm like diving into it, I just want to make a comment that, you know, I'm thinking, it's like, this is awesome that we do this. And yet, you know, I shared the video, our video, with a few of my friends, and they're just like, yeah, how do you all do this? And I think that, what if you come from a family where like, you're like, well, we aren't silly. Mm-hmm. We don't play. Mm-hmm. It's not too late.
It is not too late.
And I think that that's actually a key thing. Like, how do you then start bringing that silly energy in? Because a lot of people listening, I don't know how, if you were to categorize all the families, yes, there's like the family who's silly and play games.
Yeah.
Working towards the model that you all are setting, I will say, as someone who is new to this, it's a pretty darn good place to be. And we should do a whole episode later this fall of like how to get your whole yeah. family silly.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that like, I take it for granted that we're going to be silly, because I'm a silly person. And so I just take it for granted. I think that's a great idea to do an episode. I will tell you that I have a friend who I haven't seen for years, but I see her on Facebook. At the last day of school, she has three boys. The last day of school every year, she greets the bus in a ridiculous outfit. When her son got off the bus, so all the kids are on the bus, she was out there in a Teletubbies costume on a scooter, waving to her son when her son was getting off the bus. She does it every year. It is awesome. He never knows what she's going to do. He knows it's going to be humiliating and ridiculous. And it is so, so funny. Like, that's the level of silliness that you can bring to things. Yeah.
Anyway, just a way to talk about summer and the lighter things. We're going to recast an episode I really love where you give us a really great talk about letting go of mom guilt.
Yeah, because it's corrosive, right? Mom guilt, it's that self-criticism that we talked about in a previous episode. It's how do you beat yourself up? And as you're learning these new things, as you're recognizing what works and what doesn't work, lose the guilt. Lose the guilt. It's not helpful. Guilt is designed, and I talk about this, but guilt is designed to get our attention when there's something that we do need to make amends for, but there's a lot of extraneous guilt going on in our mommy culture, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Let's hear more of that after we come back from our break.
We have a hydration agenda in our house that every morning we each fill up these huge water containers.
Well, I mean, hydrating is great and water is fabulous, but what if you can have something that gives you three times the electrolytes of the leading sport drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients, right? I mean, that just makes you feel better every day. Liquid IV is a really good option for us to stay healthier, to stay hydrated, and it tastes delicious. It's a sugar-free drink.
I'm really into the watermelon.
I like the lemon lime. That's my favorite.
I have a couple in my bag because they're so portable. I can give them to my kids as well after soccer practice. Everyone loves the way they taste, and it makes getting hydrated easy.
Well, and you know, you and I are on planes. Having Liquid IV as a way to stay hydrated when you travel, it's just so convenient. I have trouble getting in as much water as I should, and this is just a way to make it easier, and it's just so much tastier, and the things that are in Liquid IV just make me feel good about drinking it.
However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sticks. Buy them in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code FLUSTER at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code FLUSTER at liquidiv.com. Obviously, I am a big proponent of dealing with problems, getting the help you need, figuring out solutions, being able to go to somebody who is a professional, who's trained, who's licensed, who can give you the help that you and your family need. So try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want accessible, easy, and affordable.
With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from your home, your car, your office. There's no need to commute to appointments, and you don't have to line up childcare in order to attend your sessions. So this really is mental health care made easy.
It's secure and private. They're using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption, which just means that your privacy is protected and that they comply with the latest HIPAA regulations.
Talkspace is also in network with most major insurers. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/fluster. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/fluster to get $80 off your first month.
That's Talkspace.com/fluster. Okay, we're back.
Summer's always just as busy as every other time, it feels. And in some ways, it's sometimes busier when our kids are not at school. We're not always as present with them during the day. So there's more screen time while we're trying to get our work done. every year it just never delivers that serenity that I hope for. So can you talk about mom guilt?
Sure, I can talk about mom guilt. And, you know, the thing about it too, we've got this weird combination of summer is that we want these moments of serenity and downtime. And we also feel like we have to pack a gazillion things in because, oh my gosh, summer goes by so quickly and we're going to be starting school. So there's these two things, like one, we want to have this nice carefree summer, and we also want to have it packed with memories and events, and we don't want to miss out on things. So it can get you coming and going. Here's the thing about guilt, people. The reason that guilt is around is to remind you when you've done something bad that you need to atone for, that you need to make amends for. Guilt in itself is not a bad thing, because if you don't have any guilt about things, then you're kind of a sociopath, right? So you want to have the recognition that you did something that you then need to repair, right? Oh, I feel guilty that I did this thing. But that's not the way that mom guilt is applied. Mom guilt can just be this universal feeling that you're not doing enough, that you're not creating the experiences that your kids are supposed to have, that you're not attentive every moment. That's not bad. Those are not things that then need to make amends for. That just means that you're trying to juggle what we juggle in our lives as moms. So don't mistake guilt, or don't apply guilt when other emotions will fill the bill. So you might feel disappointed that you weren't able to do this thing. You might feel sad that you have to work this day and you wish that you could go to the beach with the other family that's going to the beach. You might feel angry, frustrated, etc. But guilt is reserved for when you do something that then you need to make amends for. It's specific, and don't apply it so generally, because then you're just beating up on yourself. If you do screw up, the thing about guilt, what's supposed to happen after guilt is that you're supposed to then repair. So if you do something that you truly should feel guilty about, you know, whatever, you do something that you should feel guilty about, maybe you said something you shouldn't have said in anger, say you do something that you do need to repair, you want to have that feeling, because then that leads you towards repair. But just make sure you don't apply it too broadly.
But so much of it is about, I could always be doing better. I feel like we're trying to be the best all the time for our kids in a way that isn't realistic.
Right. You don't have to feel, guilt is not appropriate when you're not being perfect. When you say to yourself, oh, I should be doing this more, I should be, and you're comparing yourself to other people, and oh my gosh, I can't do this because I have a job, or I can't do this because of whatever, you can feel disappointed about that. But it's the guilt is so heavy. And the thing about misapplied mom guilt is it really is you just beating yourself up. You're missing out on actually what's really important to your kids. Because if you say you've got to work during the summer and you're not able to do the things with your kids that you want to do all the time, it's okay for you to say, you know, to your kids, I'm sorry, I'm so disappointed that I can't participate in this and I feel sad about that. But you don't have to take it on as this fault of yours, like, oh, I'm so guilty that I have to work and provide money and food and a roof, right? We don't have to do that self-criticism. It's okay to have the feelings, but just don't take it on as this thing that you've done that makes you a bad parent. That's the difference.
That's a great distinction.
Guilt is so harsh. Just remember that. Misapplied guilt is harsh.
Whenever I hear the word should, mm-hmm. You know, when I'm thinking about myself and my own actions, it's like, don't should all over yourself.
Right. I should have. Yeah. It's just being able to say, during this summer, I'm going to look for moments of connection and moments of joy. And I know I say this all the time. Let me just say it again. Moments count. Moments count.
Our favorite memories are moments, not weeks.
Right. Moments count. And you can have these moments even if you're super busy and even if you've got to balance things during the summer, because it can be hard for a lot of families. Remember, we've had a hard year, right? So it's hard to make it all happen the way that you think it's supposed to happen. Let yourself have those moments and let those moments count. And speaking of breaks, We also have a retreat coming up.
It's an amazing time. What I love is the connection that gets created so quickly. It's so great to just have a group of parents come in and be really authentic and share what we're all going through and make us all aware of how common so much of this is, so mm-hmm. that we don't feel like we're parenting alone.
And that's always our goal, is for when we're talking about all of these things, whether you're listening to the podcast or you're going to a retreat or you're taking the anxiety audit is that you know that you are not in this alone. The things I talk about are common to all families. And, you know, it's really about being able to say, this is part of being a human being, and this is a part of doing this really tricky and pretty emotionally laden job of parenting. So however you want to join us, the reason we're doing these little nuggets during the summer is because we don't want anybody to feel like they're alone as we're going through this time.
That's right.
So join our Facebook community so you can ask Lynn a question and connect with our listeners.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Flusterclux. Bye, Robin.
Bye, Lynn.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.